Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I admit that it is tough being in the regular media. There is so much news that only a tiny fraction of it can be reported. Further, the more in-depth you are on any particular news story, the less time or space is left to cover other items. Still, I am dismayed at the number of major news stories that are either not covered at all or that leave out some of the most important details that have an impact on your personal and financial life. Let me share some examples. The regular media has almost completely misreported coverage of government and school district on funded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. Often they are disguised by using the bland term of legacy costs, rather than flat out saying that these are expenses incurred in the past but not yet paid. For the city of Lansing in particular, the size of the massive liabilities is consistently underplayed. This happens even though the financial health team appointed by former Mayor Bonero revealed that Lansing's unfunded liabilities are the second highest after Detroit of total dollars owed by any Michigan municipality. Worse, it is also the second highest per capita liability after Flint of any major Michigan municipality. Even the dollar amounts reported are too low because of using unrealistic estimates in the calculation. Next, in an interview 2 weeks ago, Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago senior economic advisor Paul Traub stated that current federal government expenditures are 18% of gross domestic product. That was a flat-out lie. The Congressional Budget Office in November reported that federal government expenditures in the most recent fiscal year were higher than 30% of GDP. In his position, Traub, whom I have met and mostly respect, is aware that the actual federal government expenditures should also include the increase in unfunded liabilities for Social Security and Medicare. If you add these amounts, the federal government is actually now spending more than 40% of GDP, more than double what Traub stated. For even more examples, come back Friday for the next edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.